I feel as though we have to clarify something a little bit.
Okay.
So I followed Candace into the bathroom.
Right. He was going to... Hair color. Hair color.
Yeah,
right.
And so I started prepping the process, and for some reason I got fired from the job.
Before I even mixed it together.
So that may have been the smartest decision Candace has ever made in her
You're
entire,
welcome. Yes.
both professional career and life.
He was a giggle billy. I mean, he was giggling, he was making faces in the mirror. I'm like, okay, this is how you're going to do this. And I'm like, okay, do you want to do this? Oh, yeah. And he was like a little too excited. So
yeah.
I called my husband and I said, hey, what are you doing tonight? He said, I'm helping a dude move a shed. Well, before that, do you think you could do this? Absolutely, honey. Whatever you need.
Now, in the meantime, I had a videographer who was standing on the toilet.
He did.
To capture every moment. And
right.
then Candace was concerned about her own hair.
Right.
And it wasn't for her hair. It was because we need something to talk about the next day.
I was
And then Candace
yes,
ruined my fun.
I did. I was worried about Cowboy Bob falling off of the toilet.
So Tony, what I'm hearing from you is that Candace is failing to see that coloring her hair had nothing to do with her, and it's really what you needed.
It was all about
yes.
her, and I'm like, all right, you are a giggle billy. You're out of this whole process.
And so I got fired from my first hair coloring gig, and I think I might have been pretty good. So now I'm looking for other women that will allow me to do their hair in the Power Broadcasting bathroom.
So is that what this call is about? Or
yes.
Are you asking if you can be my interim stylist?
Do you need a touch-up? Because I have all the leftovers from Candace's hair.